All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I have Jonathan Otto with me again, and let me tell you, folks, this is like breakthrough stuff. Jonathan, man, thank you for coming back on. I'm going to say right now in front of my whole audience, this has been the most unbelievable unit or thing that I've ever used for my health. The unit itself is unbelievable. Like for me, I've noticed all kinds of like memory advancements. I'm recalling things easier. I'm alert. Everything, bro. Everything has just improved on me 100%. Like I just feel great on this stuff. And it's not even a supplement you have to take. It's a damn light board, basically. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome, Nino. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah,
And I love hearing about that.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, folks, this is something that I feel like the technology's coming out. It's there. The advancements are there. You just got to know where to find them. You got to know where to look and where to find this stuff because it's out there. And if you want preventative medicine, things to kind of get you over that hump, especially when you're over 30, over 40, this is the way to go. Red light therapy, man. Jonathan, man, thank you.
Welcome, man. It's beautiful to see people get their lives back, and there are things that you're used to having, like alertness and memory recall, and you know, think about what you do as a career. You need to be on point and happy as well, because you're dealing with a lot of heavy information continually. A lot of that stuff can weigh on you, and the emotional aspect, that how red light works with depression, anxiety, mood disorder, it's just a wonderful thing to reclaim things that we used to have, but we don't have it often. We lose them.
But you hit it right there. That's where I'm noticing the biggest benefit is the depression, anxiety. I'm dealing with a lot with my parents. I'm dealing a lot with work. I'm dealing a lot with everything. Family is huge on me right now. Like it's just like I feel like I'm carrying the weight of the world on my back, and I'm looking for any kind of way to lessen the load, you know. And I feel like I'm like, gosh, I almost feel guilty sometimes when I'm going to the gym and I'm like, oh, I feel so good just going to the gym, or I feel so good laying under the red light. Like I lay under it like a tanning bed. So I have it over my couch. I have the holder for it over the, it's kind of looped like an L, you know, and I'm just kind of lay under there like a tanning bed, and I just get the rays and I feel so good. But with everything that I'm dealing with, the biggest thing I'm noticing is just an emotional lift. You know, I'm taking a lot of other supplements with the red light, but the red light, dude, I'm doing this twice a day now, and I'm feeling it mainly emotionally.
Awesome. Yeah, that's definitely a sign that your brain is healing, your gut is healing, your thyroid is healing. These are all signs that and we'll go into detail in the clinical studies on these, but the benefits that we feel, those symptoms that you're seeing, those improvements, they're all linked to organ function and the mitochondria in your organs that are responsible for energy production. Energy then produces all function, cell function. It doesn't matter if it's detox or cellular repair or stem cell regeneration. All of these things are working, and then you're feeling the benefits of saying, well, isn't it awesome that I feel better? But then what your future looks like is night and day. You've got young children, and what that looks like for them and their father and your presence and your ability to run and chase them, pick them up, not have aches and pains, to be present with them. All of those things are your night and day. Your future is so much better when you're doing regenerative therapies, without question.
You know, I think, I have two stands. I have the stand where you just get in front of it and I stand up like that. And then I got the one with the L shape. The best thing for me is, you said that you have to be about, what did you say, 3 to 6 inches away from the machine?
Yeah. Ideally three, exactly. Or you could use.
So you need to stand pretty close to this thing.
I often have, my face touching it or my body touching it. I'm so close to it just because of, how much I understand how the power, you're amplifying it. Through the closeness, you're just intensifying that. The more light delivered into the cells, the better the outcome, as long as you're comfortable. So
having it in the room, awesome. Like what you have right there, is not good. I mean, that's still beneficial, right?
A little bit. I wouldn't, this, I'm not, I'm being more of a prop here than I am a therapeutic. Like I got a blazer on, so I'm not going to fully demonstrate because I would be naked and I would be close to that thing.
So what I'm looking at there, I see some blue lights, a little bit of yellow. There's some red in there. Those are all different frequencies, correct?
Yes.
Explain
and
this.
Those, Yeah, absolutely. The frequencies are important, and that's where like frequency, nanometer penetration, all of these things matter, and because they interface with different parts of the body. And it's interesting that blue light is actually a key remedy against depression, which is surprising because people think of blue as being negative, and absolutely can be. But all artificial light sources that come from high flicker light emitting diodes, LEDs, all those are harmful. Whereas consistent light, like what you see in a rainbow or from the sun, which has a lot of blue, that's why you see the sky light up blue. It's actually very helpful, and you're designed for it biologically, and it corrects circadian rhythm. And are you sleeping better?
A lot better, a lot
Yeah.
better. And you know what I've noticed too? I'm like, my mind goes conspiracy with this, right? Like, so if and I'm not, I can't even say the word on YouTube because it's so conspiracy. But you know, when you go outside and you see planes flying, blocking out the sun with the crop dusting everywhere, right? Playing tic-tac-toe in the sky, and you're looking up there, and you're like, wow, the sun's gone. Now I have this huge haze over the sky, and I can't get any sunlight. To me, this is like a substitute. Okay, so like if it's not a good sunny day outside, I go lay under the red light. You know, that for me takes the place of the sun. Like I really feel like you can replace the sun. All the benefits that they're trying to stop you from getting outside with that you could get this inside with these panels.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, the trails. I mean, they're just so bad. Dude, every day it's a tic-tac-toe out there. And I go outside and the morning will start off sunny, and then the next by the midday, cloud of haze. And then so I just go turn on the red light and I sit under there. I lay under there for about 10 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I think about people like Mike Adams, the health ranger, and he assumed that because he gets a lot of sunlight, that it wouldn't make a big difference for him. And he said, "Oh, this is going to be great for people that don't get as much sunlight." And I said, "Mike, you're wrong. We're going back and forth on Signal, giving voice messages to each other." 2 days later, he gives me a voice message and says, "You were so right. My wife and I, yeah, we feel like different people already. And we do a lot of things. We take a lot of supplements. And I've just not felt this before. And and he starts going into detail, like my constitution, the energy that I'm feeling, the joy and happiness I'm feeling. It's so different. And the reason for that is that it's partly to do with what you're talking about, and it's also to do with where you're positioned on the equator. And you most people are not just. The sun is not intense enough for these types of remedial benefits, but remember, you can get a lot of benefit from the sun. So I want everyone to be encouraged to get sunlight, especially sunrises and sunsets, and because that's when it's red. And so you can tell that you're biologically designed to have red light twice a day.
That's
But you're,
interesting.
yes, there you
That's
go.
interesting. Real interesting.
Yep, and you're
God doesn't make
biologically designed for
mistakes,
it.
does he?
Nope, you follow nature and you will not be mistaken. You will not get it wrong.
You
And that's why
know,
you're improving your sleep as well, because you're doing it as well in the evenings, or at least on
yeah,
your
I do it
lap
in the
time of
morning
it.
and evenings. And if I miss a day, dude, I actually feel, even if I did it when I was doing it twice a week, I felt it pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'm just like I'm doing it now 2 times a day. For me, I'm just you know I feel like I need it more, and I'm
Yeah.
feeling it emotionally, and I'm going to the gym with a better energy. But I notice like when people get older, especially over 40, man, that's when most people really start going, oh, and they start looking back in their 20s and 30s and going, yeah, I did a lot of stuff to my body, you know. Like I look, you start looking back. Like me, I just my body was an amusement park, right? Professional boxer, a lot of brain damage in there, a lot of punches to the head, a lot of partying. You know, I did alcohol, drugs, everything. I just a roller coaster of a life, right? And
Wow.
now I've like I this is when you start paying for it later in your life, your 40s, your 50s, or 60s, when your body starts saying, all right, you know what you did back then? Here's your tap. Here's your karma tap. And your body starts paying for it. So I'm trying to lessen the blow, no pun intended, but I'm trying to lessen the blow of like what I took as an athlete and the damage I did to my body. Like I really want to try to reverse as much of it as I can, you know, because I've had back surgery after back surgery. I've been sliced in the face. I mean, everything that could happen to a person, you know. So I'm trying to, for me personally, if it starts at a cellular level, that's what I need. I need something at a cellular level that can start reversing all the damage I've done. And I know I probably can't reverse all of it, but I'm going to try to do my damn best to do so.
Wow, amazing. Yeah, I think about an example. I think my good friend Tim Tebow wouldn't mind me saying this. I took him to a place that, it was for a family member. I won't go into detail for that, yet, treated for a chronic condition. He went and got tested for his toxicity levels. His was one of the highest that they had ever tested at this chronic center. He was there for a loved one. It wasn't there for himself, but it's an example of the fact that athletes have a lot of damage because they're consuming so much food, which means they're getting an amplification of the amount of pesticides they're taking.
Oh wow,
Because
you're right about that. I didn't
yeah,
think about that. Because you're training so
like
hard, you're taking in more food.
he's going to eat like probably four times as much as the average person. And so his levels were so high, and then the thyroid damage and low thyroid function, different things. And so, and he's actually doing our red light. He's using our red light, from the Red Life devices, and he's having tremendous benefits across the board. But it's an example of the fact that yes, athletes suffer, and we need to help. And then there's others that are watching this that they're never athletes, but they've just suffered and struggled because they've just had a huge toxic burden, and we can help them. And I just wanted to answer your question on the wavelengths. I started with the blue, then 590 is into the orange, and that's why you can see the orange color, which is really good for skin and collagen production, and for fine line wrinkles and skin rejuvenation. And then you come into the 600, 630, 660. These are amazing for anything that's just penetrating a little deeper into the skin. But there's all the mitochondria in that layer of the skin and in your organs are receiving that light, and it's being used for all different functions. We're going to talk about the big C word, but there's lots of studies done on the 630 and 660 with the breast C that have been tremendous in having even one particular study that showed a 40% drop in 24 hours
In
in both triple negative.
24 hours.
No joke. And I will show you the slide on that. I
In
want you to see that.
24 hours.
Correct. It was in vitro, but it was human cell lines, which means it was in a petri dish, but it was human cell lines, both triple negative and non-triple negative breast C. And it was a 40% drop, and I'm not exaggerating, in the proliferation and the growth rate of the
Big C.
correct. And that gives tremendous
Why don't you show
promise.
those slides? Show some
I
of those
will.
slides right now
I
and
will.
let the people so they can get a visual of this because it's just it's pretty damn miraculous if you ask me. Now, I thank the Lord I haven't had anything like that as a point of reference, but for me, just the way I feel is good enough for me. So you might, yeah. So for me, just the way I feel has just it's added a lot to my workouts, my sleep, and things like that. So that's where I'm noticing it.
Yes, awesome. Awesome. And then we get into 670, 810, 830, 850, and 1060. All the ones from 800 up are near infrared, and I'll show you studies on those. But this is a great example of why wavelength matters for certain conditions, because a lot of people are learning about red light, but then they can miss the mark. And this is so important that we educate people on this, Nino. You look at this, they tested here four different wavelengths, which was 615, 630, 660, and 730 against the condition I was just referencing. And so it shows here that they put the red light over the cell lines, and in this case, as you can see, the breast C origin cell lines. And then it was 24 hours post exposure time point, which shows that once you put the light over, then now you watch the cascade of events. It's almost like you just flicked one domino, and now it just keeps going in your body after you've taken it. So it's not just doing the work when you've taken it. Most of the work happens after. And this is why awesome studies exist on depression, where they'll test people an hour after they've had the light, and then 2 hours after, and they see an improvement immediately within that first hour. The second hour, they see an even greater improvement, and it cascades like this. But look at this. After the 24 hours post-exposure time point, only LED red light with 660 nanometer wavelength possessed anti-proliferative effects against both cell lines with 40% reduction of cell viability. And this is showing that the cells were found flattened with enlarged cell size, typical characteristic of cell senescence. What that means is cell senescence is when cells are dying. In this case, these are the types of cells that you want to die. And they had flattened out, and they were showing that this had a 40% drop in that proliferation. So people
Wow.
need to know about these conditions and how they can be aided with these therapies. This was an example here with the lung C, which is claiming more lives than colon, breast, and prostate C combined.
Damn. Is
And this
this
is
recent, just a recent study that showed
a
that
lot of these are
this?
fairly recent, but this one here, you can see this is from
And this is, you
2021.
don't even necessarily need to smoke. I
No.
mean, I know a lot of people are vaping now, but I've been hearing a lot of people getting the lung C from just what I believe is what's happening outside, what they're spraying
Yes,
outside. That's just what my
exactly.
belief.
No, you're right, because the rates of smoking are going down,
Right. So why would that tick up? That makes no sense.
it doesn't. And it's what's happening outside and it's what's happening inside. There were surveys on indoor air pollution. These were conducted by environmental groups. They found that indoor air pollution could be up to, you're going to be shocked at this, up to 100 times more toxic than outdoor air pollution.
Jeez. I
So look
believe it. I
around
totally
you.
believe that.
Look at your carpet, look at your sofas, look at your all the things that you have in your house that are off gassing, and then look at indoor air pollution and filtration, and look at plants that you can put in your home that will help to get rid of this.
Dude, I go
But then
outside and I see a film on my cars, bro. I'll go outside and there'll be a film from what they're spraying outside. You know what I mean? Like, I know this junk is being polluted all over cities, like a carpet. And
yeah.
that's going into your body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so then, and these therapies like red light, what this is showing, this had an 87% overall response. So 87% of people had a significant improving patient quality of life. And it's a promising anti tumor strategy. So, and you can see here diagrams from this, research of how it's, this near specifically near infrared is getting into the lungs, and it's able to help pull toxins out through activating the mitochondria, and mitochondria get to work in detoxifying, removing poisons from these areas. And even, for example, bones, where you'd think that maybe bones are too deep and you can't get to them, but what you're doing is you're increasing bone density. So think about anyone that's watching this with elderly parents, you're increasing bone density, which claims the lives of the elderly. One of the most common reasons they break a bone and then that's it for them. Whereas we can increase their bone density through reactive oxygen species, clearing out toxins, and then also causing this osteoblast activity. And you can see the mechanisms here that are listed when you are stimulating the bones to produce oxygen within the bones. And then you can also remove, in this case, the toxic effects of bone C, C word. And this one here, and we can move from the big C word into some other conditions that will be relative to everyone. We can talk freely as well on autoimmune disease and thyroid disease and chronic autoimmune thyroiditis, Hashimoto's, which a lot of your audience are going to be either aware of or be struggling with. And tremendous studies on this that give me so much hope. But this one was published in The Lancet Oncology. This was a large clinical study, 413 participants, and they had a 49% of them went into complete remission. So a 2-year study.
What?
And then the control group that didn't take the light was only 13.5%, which means you had a
So this
400%
is
increase.
better than yeah,
I'm going to be careful. Well,
you
here's
gotta be real careful with that. I mean,
what I'll
I'm
say in this group, and I'll give a disclaimer on this study. Both groups did conventional therapies, which means they would have arguably almost all been doing that, what you just mentioned, and other ones. And yet, if they just added in light, the chances of survival, not only survival, but being free of the big C word, was 4 times greater by adding in red light as an
Wow,
adjunct
okay.
therapy. You see what
You
I'm
got to be
saying?
careful with that, man.
Yes, but then people can do their research, and if it's this powerful, then they can make their decisions as to whether they
Right.
want to do conventional or
Well, what do
not.
you have
It's
to
up to the
lose? I
individual.
mean, it's to me, it's what do you have to lose, man? I mean, it's I me personally, I'm gonna do everything I can to try to stick around as long as I can, you know? And like I said, the damage that I've done to my body, now I'm trying to just try to, somehow get a leg up on all this, because I know that even when I had my back surgery, the doctor's like, man, it looks like you've been into like 13 car accidents because your back is
Wow.
just terrible. All the bone, everything. And I'm like, well, imagine my brain, imagine, everything else in my body, So to me, this is a no-brainer. I've got to get on this. And I've been on this. How long have I had this now? About 6 months? Yeah. And I've been feeling a lot better, man. I used to wake up real sluggish in the morning and tired, and just I couldn't get the day started. That's not, it's not like that anymore. Now, given I'm taking a lot of stuff, I'm taking a lot of other supplements, but I enjoy using the red light. I enjoy getting under it and just, I listen to meditation music and I get under it and I just listen to the meditation, positive affirmations, and I just try to bring in good healing into my body.
Awesome, man. Well, look, it's great to do other things, and anything that you're taking, like a supplement you're taking, is going to be much more effective if you have it with light. And there are certain supplements that people are taking that are not working because they don't have light.
Oh, let me
And
ask you this. Methylene blue. A lot of people, that's a big craze. Are you taking that with this?
yes, not all the time, and it's synthetic, so you be careful with it. Some people are taking it like it was candy. I would not take it at all unless I'm using red light therapy, because there is a downside to it. Synthetic, it's a dye, it's a fabric dye, but what it does in how it causes the absorption of light into the cells, and the benefit of that is so profound, because it's absorbing into the TUMOR cells, and then causing them to
Wow.
undergo apoptosis, programmed cell death, because it makes them highly
So
sensitive.
you use them
The
together.
blue,
You use it together. And that's like a
yes.
powerful combination.
Yes, and dementia, like it will absorb into those senescent brain cells that are damaged, that need to die, but they're not undergoing that process. They haven't get they're not, they don't have the energy to go undergo apoptosis, programmed cell death. So it'll absorb into those diseased cells, senescent cells, and cause them to undergo apoptosis, and they die, and then you get new brain cells, new healthy cells.
Wow. So you
Yes.
don't think we should use methylene blue, like site maybe cycle on it? That
Yes, exactly.
that's my
Like,
instincts. I use it for like a week and then lay off a couple months.
Yes,
Is
exactly.
that really
Things
the way to
like
do it?
that.
Okay.
Yes, or like one day a week, that type of thing, like versus every day. But it
Really?
depends.
It's
Yeah,
that
but
powerful that you could do it one day a week?
yeah, because like you look at therapies that they're not meant to be done every day. Like even sauna is not meant to be done every day. And it can be too much stress on the body. What's the exact number? I don't think people have that, perfectly dialed in. What's the number? But if people have a chronic condition, then and they're trying to get rid of some really bad things like terminal conditions and
Yeah.
BC, that type of stuff, then doing it daily for months makes sense, because the benefit of what it's doing to get rid of those things that are sucking out your life is so great. So why not do that at that highest level? Because the benefit is great. But people that are doing it more remedial for various things, then doing lesser dosages. And methylene blue is not the only one. Other photosensitizers like curcumin, berberine, and I'll show some information on that if you like, because these other types
Yeah, because I
are
mean, the
also
bottom
really
line, we're trying to
powerful.
help people here get better. I mean, that people are so sick, especially in America. Like, people are so sick. I mean, obese, they got the big C. I mean, there's just people are just walking around like pharmaceutical lab rats.
Exactly, because they just don't have answers or solutions or hope, and they're struggling, and it's just we need these types of therapies to be able to get ahead of what's happening here. So I'll show you some examples here. This is great. So and then people can use ChatGPT to understand, like, which ones to take for what conditions. So literally you would put into ChatGPT or Google, I've got this condition. What photosensitizer has been proven to work best for this condition to help activate this, the light into those cells, or to and what wavelengths of light activate these photosensitizers? And that's the reason why, as well, we put nine different wavelengths, because it would activate all of the different photosensitizers, where some of them, like for example, curcumin is best activated by 480 blue light. And funny enough, methylene blue, which is blue, is activated by red light at 660.
Wow.
So blue can be activated by red. Red can be activated by blue, because curcumin is like red in color. So it's really interesting. But
Well, something
chlorophyll,
I see
curcumin.
interesting here that everyone can get as well is green tea.
There you go. It's easy.
Yeah.
And switch out the coffee for matcha green tea, and then watch the benefits. Drink it an hour before, even 2 hours, ideally, before you get into the light. Now get in front of the light. watch the enhanced benefits. There are studies even of people putting green tea on their face with pads, like just soaking it in and then getting in front of the light, and it having
Oh,
these really
wow.
amazing anti-aging benefits because it's absorbing into the skin. Now the skin is hypersensitive to the light in a positive way, and it's going to help clear out the damaged skin cells, help feed the good cells. So chlorophyll, curcumin, riboflavin, methylene blue, artemisinin, which is sweet wormwood, which is mentioned in the Bible, which ivermectin is connected to that. So the Nobel Prize is won for artemisinin and ivermectin I believe the 60s, berberine, green tea. And then if you have a look at how they're activated here, you see examples, and people can take snapshots of these types of things to like grab that research. But the clinical studies on these are amazing. We're not just going off theory here. They've undergone major clinical studies, berberine as well. And you could take these, and so they're activating this caspase-3, and artemisinin will do that. Ivermectin will activate caspase-3, which is a death enzyme, which causes the death of unhealthy cells, unhealthy mitochondria, unhealthy cells, big C cells. So think about how you're shutting down all the negative, feeding the positive. Methylene blue and curcumin together as photosensitizers. So you got blue
Human.
and red. And then when you're getting in front of a device like ours, then you're getting in front of blue and red light, activating all of it. And so the benefits just become compounding and so great because you're stacking therapies that have a greater ability to generate reactive oxygen species. And I'll mention that for a second. So when your body is stimulated through electromagnetic waves and when it's supported with a photosensitive agent, and by the way, red light will do this even if you don't take a photosensitizer. The majority of the studies I'm going to read and continue to read are just with the red light on its own. So don't think that it has to be too complicated. But if you want to stack the therapies, and Nino and I, we're educators, we want to show you this research, then it can enhance that ability for the body, for the cells to generate reactive oxygen species. Reactive oxygen species are, as the name implies, reactive. So they will generate towards unhealthy cells, and they're really powerful. Like singlet oxygen is so powerful, it's used in military settings. You could shoot a missile that's airborne with singlet oxygen. Military has done it. It's not common, but it can be done, and your body will produce this. And so light, you look at it, this is fluorescent, but the singlet oxygen and adenosine triphosphate, which mitochondria produce, are fluorescent. So your body will produce all these amazing cosmic like fluorescent explosions that are then go and seek out diseased and damaged cells and destroy them. And that's reactive oxygen species. It's the key apex of how these work against the big C word, but all disease and conditions. So just remember what while we talk about something like the big C word, forget about that if you don't have that condition. Think about the fact, if it's so powerful, it could do this, what could it do for my autoimmune thyroiditis? What could it do for my rheumatoid arthritis or myasthenia gravis? The list goes on. And the answer is it's limitless because there's 75,000 different diagnoses, and these diagnoses are like they're nebulous. They're not. It's kind of like a fake story around these conditions that are all given names and labels, but really the truth is that these conditions are just labels, and they're signals and signs of diseased and damaged mitochondria. And once you fix that, you can resolve these challenges.
I gotta tell you, man, I've never been more impressed with a product than this one, bro. And I know my audiences as well. I get emails saying, I love this device. This is amazing. So I know that a lot of people, the ones that are using it, you can't buy it, folks, and then not use it. You gotta use it. What I do, I put it right next to my bed. So that way, every time I wake up in the morning, it's the first thing I see. And when I go to bed at night, it's the last thing I see. So I get under it. So that's, and I have a couch right next to my bed that I lay on, and the stand has like an L shape. They can order different stands with this thing, right? Through your company. Does it come with a basic stand, or does it come by itself?
The one that's behind me, comes with that stand.
But the
There's just
stand you got me is the L-shaped one that goes over I have it over a couch.
Exactly. Yes. So the stand that the one behind me comes with is one that works for laying it horizontal,
Okay.
which is great. And so it's the best stand. It has wheels on it, so you can move it around easily, and it allows you to just get that best treatment because you want to get it nice and close to the body, and it allows you to do that.
Another thing, and what I say, what I like is I have the miniature one, the one that you could take. I have the large. Obviously, I have the large device, and then I have the smaller one that I could take with me on vacations or trips or whatever, because I like to use it so often that, when I'm in a motel room or a hotel room, I put the device right there on a stand. I just sit in front of it for a good 15, 20 minutes and then turn it off, go to bed, do whatever. But I bring it with me, a portable device. So I always suggest people get the portable device as well, because you don't want to be there like, oh man, I've been wanting to hit the red light and I can't. Now, if you get the portable device, that's how it works. It works better for me that way.
Yeah, no, that's really good. You understand it. I'm the same. Like I'm traveling around with a like a separate thing that has that light in it. Like this one's a little too big to travel with. It's not ideal. Whereas the one you're talking about, the one that's on the page, which is the RL Pro 200, is perfect for that. Again, it's still got every one of the nine wavelengths. It's still got super high radiance, which is 195 milliwatts per centimeter squared at 3 inches. So super high radiance still. And so it's perfect to travel with. You'll get the same benefits. You just arguably need to use it a little bit more. Like, and there are some people, like when they got an at-home device, they're like, oh, I wish I had got the bigger one, because it's going to hit all your organs at once and your time is worth a lot. It's so valuable. So you're better off getting like the biggest device for at home use, but then traveling with something like that. And the other thing that people can travel with is a belt like this, which straps on. You see the red light
Why
there.
didn't you send me one of those? Is that
That's
so?
so
Wait,
funny.
you don't have to plug that one in. It's just battery.
Yeah,
It's battery generated.
we this is plugged in, but we do have one that's battery generated.
So what is that one used for, to target certain areas in the body?
Yeah, exactly. And I'll send this to you, but you should still travel with the one that you've got, like as in, because it's still going to be better. But this is awesome. So you could put this anywhere. And sorry, what was the question?
Well, yeah, what I mean, it targets certain areas, right? So
Oh yeah,
that one.
you could do anything with it. Like, and you could wrap, it's really cool. Like you could just get super creative, like wrap it around your knees, and like the things that we've seen, man. I can't even tell
I
you. I think
know
about
it works with blood clots too.
oh
My
it
mom
does.
has that stuff in her legs, and it's the doctor's like, okay, I don't understand how that dissipated. And I'm
Oh
like,
wow.
and yeah, I don't want to go into that here, but I've been putting it on our legs. So my friend had a different belt that I used just for my parents, that I've been putting on their legs, my mom's legs, for her clots, and they've just dissipated. Like they've just, it's unbelievable. So, and it was a serious problem. So I can testify to that. So this stuff is amazing stuff, man. It's just a new kind of science. It's a new type of paradigm that we're entering, folks. The technological breakthroughs are there. You just got to know where to look and where to find this stuff, in my opinion. And you just got to do your research. I'm bringing it out. I'm diving deep into the swamp, picking things up at the bottom and bringing them up to people, information for people to use. So, I got to tell you, I'm thoroughly impressed with this device, Jonathan. So, I think you're doing a great thing for humanity. I
Wow,
really do.
dude.
I'm being serious when I say that. This is amazing stuff, man. I mean, Western medicine is. I just, I, sorry. I just, this is
Yeah.
the new, like, what, traditional. Take a pill for this. Oh, yeah, it's causing side effects. Take this pill for those side effects. Oh, that's causing side effects. Here's another pill for those side effects. Done with that stuff, man. It's
Yeah.
all about preventative measures, and I think light frequency is the future.
Yeah, real medicine, real, the good stuff. What it does is it has the exact opposite. It has side benefits, things that you
Yeah, side
didn't know would
benefits.
happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think about the study that was done on 670 nanometer light over the eyes, and it was an immediate, like, so just 3 minutes, eyes open, and immediately they observed the scientists a 17% improvement in eyesight. Nothing can do something so quick, and typically you take medications that harm your eyesight. You're trying to deal with some other blood pressure issue or blood clot issue, and then your eyesight is getting harmed. You're like, my eyes are getting blurry. It's the exact opposite. You're just getting that over the body, or you'll see sensitive glands in the body, like the thyroid, get diseased and damaged. And I'll show you some examples on what we're finding with what's happening with thyroid conditions. And I think of a woman that we were able to help with our devices, where she was told that she'd never be able to compete again. And in a marathon, she was wanting to compete. And she had Graves' disease, so hyperthyroidism. She was bedridden. She could hardly walk. Her numbers were so bad. The doctors were like telling her, look, you've really got to give up everything. Just commit yourself to just, like resigning yourself to this fate. And within 2.5 weeks of having our red light panel, so she had a full body panel. She got right in front of it, really close, up against her thyroid, over all her organs. Within 2.5 weeks, she went and competed in the Boston Marathon
That's
for not being
crazy.
able to be work. Her
And
name's
I
Shannon.
believe it.
Yeah,
You had a
and
picture. You had a picture that I saw before we went live of the eye problem. What
oh
was that?
yeah, let's do
Yeah.
it. I'll show you
Yeah,
that. Yeah,
show
that was a
that.
good
That's
one.
crazy.
It
Let's
was
take a
in
look at
such
that
a
real
short
quick.
period of time as well.
Yeah, that's
That
just
was.
wild.
Did you see? Did I tell you how long that took to achieve that result?
No, you just flashed a picture before me. I was like, oh man, that looked serious.
Look at underneath where it says figure six, reduction of eye inflammation after two photobiomodulation sessions.
Just two?
Two.
Wow.
Two. And
Man.
this guy, he's obviously complying as the image suggests, unless he got told that he had to put that on. I don't know. But he doesn't look like the second one doesn't look like he's in a look at the background in the right image. He's not in a hospital. So he's
Right.
complying, which means it gives you some
Yeah,
ideas
my
of why he
focus.
got that in the
Well, yeah,
first place.
exactly. 100%. My audience knows.
Yeah, but look at the benefit, like, because we've all got loved ones that comply,
Wow.
and those people can get help, and that's what's
Wow.
beautiful. And I'll give you an example. Like this one was 62. Look at this one. This was the European Society of Medicine. Medicine. Once people see this, they'll never be able to unsee this. This was an amazing study. It had 62 participants, and I won't even mention, like, you could read along, but you'll get the picture for this. They did look. These were 64 to 84 minute long sessions. Nobody's even telling people to do this. Why aren't people referencing this data and saying, well, why don't we do this? They had together acute symptomatic recovery from two 64 to 84 minute long PBM photobiomodulation sessions occurred within 3 days for 62 out of 62 participants. Look at the title of the study, look at the condition, and I'll show you, like, so you can see what this was labeled as here of what, and this was whole organ photobiomodulation therapy. You can see there, Nina, on the screen what condition we're talking about here. Can you see that, Nina? Yeah,
Yep.
see that on the screen?
No, I
Yeah.
just don't want to
No, I was just making sure you could see it. Okay, so you know what I'm
it.
talking about. Okay, now look at this one. Full recovery occurred within 4 sessions for all photobiomodulation patients. All but two cases resolved within 1 week. Now let's look at this. Prophylactic. Look, think about protection. People are worried about, people with these, this word here. And 17 out of 17 were protected. And then so they all of them were protected. Now look at the outcomes here. Look at the this was a total resolution of dysapnea, which is shortness of breath, which a lot of people are having. Even if they didn't get diagnosed with anything, they're battling this issue. It's a clinical condition. It's not normal. You need to get rid of it. They had a total resolution within a single week for 60 out of
Wow,
62.
man.
Oxygen was above 97% without supplementation. This oxygen saturation in the blood.
Really?
Yes, relief from digestive distress, elimination of brain fog. Who's got that? Well, look at that. These people that had a
I
lot
had
of things
that.
going
I
on.
used to battle that. Man, I was under brain fog, fatigue, the whole thing. I can say I don't have that anymore.
Wow. Improved memory recall, restored executive function, and symptomatically managing emotional
Can I
deficits.
say something about the memory recall? I've noticed lately that I'm retrieving memories that I haven't had in, like, I would say decades. That
Wow.
I'm like, where did that come from? Like, I'm thinking about it, like, wow, that memory just kind of just popped in there. Like, I haven't had, like, I haven't, like,
Wow.
things from my childhood, my boxing career, like, they're more descriptive, vivid. And
Wow.
they haven't been like that. I'm remembering my dreams better. Like it's wild, bro.
Bro, that's beautiful, man. And this is an example of the fact that you couldn't recall that is a sign that you would actually be on the spectrum for dementia already at your young
Oh
age.
man, geez.
And you don't even realize, you can't recall it, but it's normal for you. It's that's just life for you. It's
Yeah.
not it, but then when it all starts coming back, you realize, hold on a second. And just for the record, children are getting diagnosed with dementia. Look it up. Children that are
Well,
nine,
I
10,
wonder
12 years old.
why.
Yes. And they can get help. And they're like, think about how many mitochondria in the brain There are hundreds of thousands of mitochondria per brain cell. And we talked about this in one of our last sessions. Why do you think God gave us eyes on the front of our face that are part of our brain that take in light through the eyes and go straight into the brain? You're
Yeah.
actually able to treat the brain directly, and you're trying to take
So
supplements to help
you
the
open
brain.
your eyes under there. I'm starting to do that. I do a little bit. I just do like about 5, 10 seconds at a time and then close them, do it again. And then I do it for like, I don't know, a minute and then I stop. But that's good enough, right?
Well, I mean, the clinical study was 3 minutes, so I
But
want to see
straight.
if straight, yeah, straight,
Wow.
absolutely, 3 minutes straight. But look, I can tell you, I've done 30 minutes straight, and I've done that for weeks on end. So I'm not telling people to do that. I that's what I do. I've got my eyes open the whole time. I'm not saying that
What
other people need to
really?
do that.
Okay, so I close. I wear the goggles. I don't know, but then I take them off towards the end, and like when the meditation ends, I take them off and I just open my eyes.
It's best to do, just to close the eyes so it can get through the eyelid, and or arguably you could have the goggles on and have the eyes open. But
So
the
why do
other
you
thing
guys give
is
the goggles if it benefits without them?
because it's just, to do no harm and
Right, I
to
got you. I
be
get it.
so cautious and let people do their own experimentation, let them do
Okay.
their own clinical research. You don't have to be a researcher, but just read the studies yourself and look at the results. And I'll flash up some of those studies on that. But that was a blockbuster study on the conditions that we were talking about. But look at how many cases they couldn't resolve. Unresolved cases totaled 0.25%, not even a quarter of a single 1%. And they look at the cases that they couldn't resolve. Severe, this word, anxiety, which means that this is a little bit different. And look at the other one, nosophobia. This is actually the fear of getting diseases. That's what they couldn't fix with this. So meaning that they
Well,
basically had
my
100%
anxiety is
success.
better. I don't have, I definitely feel a downgrade in my anxiety. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I look, man, I quit drinking. That was a
Good for
huge
you.
booster to my anxiety, right? So I've been 5 years, five and a half years sober now, and I'm just adding things to supplement my health. So I'm like, you know what, man, I'm gonna try to live as long as I can and do all the right things so I have no regrets. Because God knows, man, I did a lot of damage to my body when I was in my 20s and 30s. So for me, the red light panel's no brainer, and I know a lot of my audience feels the same way. So you have nothing to lose here, folks. You have nothing to lose here.
Absolutely.
So I'm gonna put the link is
Absolutely.
down there below. Click the link and get started. It's myredlight.com. Use code Nino. What is it? What is the percentage? It's a 10%
Yeah,
off.
10%, which is a really big saving, and it allows people to be able to take advantage of that saving and that special. And when people are thinking about this, Nino, the key is to understand that red light is the most cost-effective thing and the cheapest thing when you do it in your home. When you do it in clinics, very expensive. But when you do it in your home, it's the cheapest thing you do because you now have a device for life. Somebody can say, look, I'm on a budget. So what they do is they could do a payment plan. We offer that, which is 6, 12, 24 months or a four
So they
pay.
can finance it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so then you look at, okay, this is costing me whatever that is, $30 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month. And then you're able to then, get a treatment that would have cost you $100 a session if you're lucky, at $200 a session if you're paying more
Oh,
for treatment.
the places here charges, I think, what is it, $80 a session to sit in front of one of these things? So that tells you something, man. It's in high demand.
Do the math on that. Do that
That's
three.
just
Do that every
ridiculous.
day, and then like the math on that. You're spending tens of thousands of dollars, for a single, like even just for a year. You could be up as high as if you're doing it twice a day. Imagine the math on that. It's so
Yeah.
expensive. So at home devices make so much sense to people, and then I encourage people to look at what you're spending on everything, like hair products and eye products and thyroid products and skin products, and then if you do the studies on this and you realize that this is regenerating your stem cells and your mitochondria in all these organs and helping with hair and hair regrowth and skin, and then you'll realize that all it does is save a ton of money and get you way better results. And so people can't afford not to do that. It's so much cheaper than in reordering supplements every month. So these are things to stack up. You take a $20 supplement versus a red light therapy device. The $20 supplement is a lot more expensive because it stacks up, and only one person can use it. Whereas our whole family uses, I have a family, they're getting so much benefit, and we use it with our children all the time, and they get so much benefit. The pets can use it, and it even has a pet setting on it, and so you can modulate with all of that. And some of the things that we did as well, that I can remember now to mention is that we, it's beeping at me now, but we've got the nine different wavelengths, but as you can see, everything is lit up, and we've got two different wavelengths coming out of each of these LEDs, so it's dual LED, and so you're looking at 288 LEDs, but it's actually 576 because there's two LEDs that you could see. And so you're getting a complete even spread of both red and near infrared. And so that just ends up giving so much more value and benefit. And then you've got like the fact that we've been able to, put zero EMFs emitting out of the devices. And we just stacked all these amazing qualities. And because of the fan, the cooling system, and the quality of the build, like that iron cast frame that you're seeing, like all of that, like pushes it to a 50,000 rated lifespan hours, which is a whole
Wow.
lifetime, even if the whole family is using it, like
So
80
these
years,
panels
90
last a
years.
long, long time.
Yeah, rated lifespan is somewhere around 100 years, even with the family using
That's
it. So you could
crazy.
pass it on. These are devices that people need, and they can just change the future of their family. And all this yo-yo stuff, how many people took a supplement, now they're off it, get a device and keep using it, and it just changes the trajectory. Like, how many things did you get on and off in the last 6 months, Nino?
Oh.
But which one
Well,
did you stay on?
there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff, but there's some stuff I've stayed consistent with. I don't peddle anything I don't believe in. My audience knows that I don't peddle anything I don't believe in. Like, I'll stop selling it. This stuff I believe in. I love this stuff. The red light. There's a few other products out there that I'm consistent with, but dude, it's far and few between. It's not like, most stuff I'm like, all right, I'm not really feeling anything. I haven't filled an uptick in my emotional state or anything like that. My most important thing to me is my. Everyone knows I suffered from, I was suffering from depression, anxiety, the whole thing. First thing I had to do was remove certain things out of my life, which was alcohol, and then start the improvements, the adding things to improve my life. So that's how it starts. But Jonathan, I appreciate you coming on. I got to get going. Folks, go to Red Light, myredlight.com, myredlight.com. Use code Nino, baby, and get started on your health. Let's all try to live longer lives. God knows there's going to be some exciting things coming. So thank you so
Yeah.
much. So many breakthroughs, man. So much
So many
medical
breakthroughs.
advancements, and this is one of them. So get started, Jonathan. Thank you. I
Absolutely.
appreciate you
Thank
coming
you.
on, man. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Appreciate you having me, man. So yeah, I can't wait to see the results that you guys get from this. And stay in touch. Let us know the benefits and the value and the breakthrough that you have. And find us at myredlight.com. And thanks, Nino. And make sure to use Nino's code, Nino. And we'll help you out and help you get the best health ever.
Boom. Thank you.